Your thrift savings plan account looks a little different now than it did at the beginning of September. Tom Trabucco is the Director of External Affairs, the Federal Retirement Thrift Investment Board, with the final numbers for September. Okay, I got my box of Kleenex here that I'm going to have standing by for people who have a lot of money in the C fund and the S fund and the I fund.
Right. It was a brutal month, Francis. And as usual, the TSP funds did a good job of tracking the market indexes. Unfortunately, the markets
the market didn't do such a hot job.
In a very strong negative performance.
Yeah.
So maybe we should start with the short list of winners. The G fund, which never has a bad month, was up by 0.16, bringing its year-to-date return to 2.01%. And the F fund was up 0.73 for the month of September, bringing its year-to-date numbers up to 6.68. That is our best performing fund for the year among all 10 of the investment options. From after that, the news is all bad. The C fund was off 7.03, bringing the year-to-date down to negative 8.70. S fund down 10.73, for a negative YTD of 14.85, and the I fund was down 10.55 with a year-to-date negative of 15.70. Even the L income fund, which has had negative months earlier, and it's continued now for September, down 1.51, but that fund has tipped negative year-to-date for the first time this year, and that's now showing a negative 0.29. The 2020 was off 4.73 for the months, with a year-to-date of negative 5.21. 2030 off 5.92 for September, with a negative year-to-date of 7.05. 2040 off 6.85, negative year-to-date 8.49. And the 2050 was off 7.80 for the month. We don't have a year-to-date on that because it didn't start until the year after the year began.
All right. So the numbers are not great, but I did find a few things that I wanted to throw out there as possible silver linings.
Okay.
C fund, I see, in the last 12 months is still up 1.11%. So
well,
that's not awful.
That's right. That's right. It did have a strong year last year.
Right.
So that is hanging on. And you know, some market optimists say that, for instance, the markets have a habit of hitting a bottom in October. So we can see if that happens. Mm. But these are the times that really test investors' ability to sustain a long-term view. We have had 5 months now of negative returns in 8 of the 10 TSP funds. So it's been a tough run.
A lot of this is context, too, and I find myself always saying the same thing in the months that sound worse for the equity funds. But I had a conversation with my son last night. He's 11, and so we were talking about saving for college,
right,
and saving for a car. And he wants to start saving his money for a car. And he said, what do I do with the money? And my first inclination was, we'll put it in some kind of a mutual fund account. But the reality of it is, and this pains me greatly to say this, but it's about 5 years until he's going to be driving. And the rule of thumb is, if you need the money in 5 years or sooner, you shouldn't be in equities anyway. So the whole idea that, yes, for 1 month or the last couple of months, CS and I have been struggling a little bit is one thing, it's true, but if you're in those funds and you need the money within 5 years, you probably shouldn't be in those funds anyway, according to what the investing gurus say.
That's right. That's right. And that is exactly why, you know, we started the L Income Fund, which even though it has now turned negative slightly for this year, it has largely held its value. And that's a way to give people with a short time horizon the ability to capitalize, of course, on the G Fund, and it is mostly G Fund investments, but also to get some of the F Fund in there, mm-hmm, which has performed well, and then the stocks, which have not.
The F gets kind of forgotten. We concentrate a lot on the G, and especially the C fund, but also the other equities funds. Tell me again about the F.
That's right. Now, the F fund is a bond fund. It's a lot of treasury, federal agency, and investment-grade corporate bonds. And the dynamic that's going on there is that as interest rates come down, the rates that are paid on the stocks in the existing portfolio of the F fund are higher than what you can get today through a bond issuance. So they have more value, more resale value, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Those are paying a premium now vis-a-vis the new debt issuances that are coming out. So, you know, we all started the year thinking with interest rates on the 10-year bond, for instance. That's what everybody looks at because it that's the key for home mortgages, home mortgage rates. It was running about 2.25, 2.5 earlier in the year, and we thought there wasn't much downside potential there. Well, today the 10-year closed at 1.75. So as those rates that are being paid on those newly issued bonds come down, tracking that, that means the value of your F fund bonds in your portfolio have gone up.